The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it is not Moses who gave bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven, for the bread of God is which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said this to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. My dear friends, I hope you agree with me. We are so blessed to be Catholic. Yes or no?
Yes.
Because we have the Eucharist. We have the Eucharist. And as Catholics, we know that when we come into the Catholic Church, that Jesus is fully present in the Most Holy Eucharist. And we need to be reminded often that when we come to Mass, this is the most sacred thing that we'll ever do in our lives. That when we receive communion, we are truly receiving Jesus' body, soul, and divinity present in the Holy Eucharist. And Jesus tells us in the Gospel this morning that he is the bread of life. So let us never once take that for granted, that when we come to Mass, we are truly in the presence of our Lord. And we receive the Holy Communion so that we can become more Christ-like and bring Jesus to one another. And we know that that's difficult to do at times. We see that in the first reading. Stephen is speaking the truth and people don't like it. So be not afraid. And may the Eucharist be the strength and the source of what you do. If we only fully understand who we were receiving, we would really be put in tears every single time we're in church. So how can you better prepare for receiving Holy Communion? Let's just reflect upon that right now. How can each and every one of us better prepare to receive Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist?